as a child. Paul said, when I was a child, I thought as a child, right? She's thinking as a child. Well, I don't just let her childishness stay there, but I interject how you ought to think. I am influencing her thinking. Because I can hear in a conversation how she's thinking. So I influence her. No, baby. This is how you ought to think. You don't think this way. You think like this. Because this is you, you know. But I'm influencing. Well, God's word, his thoughts, that's his word. When you are reading the inspiration of God, the Bible, you are getting the mind of God revealed to man. He is revealing, but he must be able to influence you. His word has to influence you. If his word doesn't influence you, then there's no way you're going to capture the thoughts, particularly those that are contrary to his will, because he is not influencing you. So God's word has to influence you. So when you are reading the word and you are meditating on it, you're taking it hard, his spirit, which is in your spirit, communes and he validates, yes, this is how you ought to act. Yes, this is what you ought to do. His spirit is confirming with your spirit that this is right. Isaiah says in Isaiah 55, 7, let the wicked forsake his way and the righteous man, his thoughts, the unrighteous man, his thoughts. You have to learn how to get rid of your unhealthy thoughts. That's your responsibility. Nobody is able to get inside of your head and help you get rid of the thinking that's wrong but you. Amen. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. You got to give up your thinking that you know is contrary to the will of God. Well, you say, what am I going to think about then? You learn how to think holy and pure. Your nature begins to change as your thinking changes. Your nature will change. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And let him return to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. God is not trying to set us up for failure. He knows our propensities. He knows where we are. He knows our ability to falter. And he is willing to assist us right where we are. You can start where you are. And the God that we serve will help you where you are start to build a foundation of spiritual thinking that will grow you into a person that your mama won't know you. Won't know you, won't recognize you. Why? Because you've been transformed. What was transformed? Not your body, but your mind. For my thoughts. See, y'all abundantly pardon because you don't understand. See, we feel sometimes that as bad as we are, and only you know how bad you are, amen? There is no way the triune spiritual triad of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit is going to ultimately forgive us because we know how bad we are. And if we judge, we think God judges us like we judge others. We think that, you know, God works on the three strike rule. Because we work on the three strike rule. You do me once, you do me twice, Oh, third time you're out. And we know that we have violated the covenant of God more than three times. And why in the world would he be willing to pardon us? For my thoughts, he says, are not your thoughts. My ways, they are not your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. In other words, God, when you are willing to abandon your thoughts, will help you to take your thoughts to an area or plane of thinking that you never thought you could. Well, you couldn't without his help. You wouldn't without his help. God's word, it speaks to our spirits. It speaks. There's something about the word of God that it speaks. Hebrew writer says in Hebrews 4, verse number 12, for the word of God is living. It's living. I know the words don't move, but when you start taking them in, they do something in you. It's like the combination to your soul is found here. Because it's living. It's active. This is not a passive book. This is not an old relic that needs dust on it. It is so relevant today. The more I read it, the more relevant I see that it is today. More so than any time in my life. It addresses everything. Every situation. The good, the bad, and the ugly is all there. It helps you to understand, how do you deal with life that's not bearable? How do you deal with situations that are unbearable? He addresses that because this is an active, living book. It's sharper, the word, than any two-edged sword. The word of God. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit. Wait a minute. The word of God, when you hear it, it has a way to go into you in such a way to where it will separate your soul and give it what it needs. Separate the spirit, give it what it needs. It's able to speak to you in the deep, deep recesses that nothing else can get to. Is in the word. The word of God penetrates you and gets in your heart. Joints. And marrow. Watch this. It judges, the word judges the thoughts. The word will judge your thinking and the attitudes of your heart. That's why you get so uncomfortable when you hear it sometimes. You can't understand it. I don't know your business. I'm not a private investigator. But God's word knows where you are. And he'll find you on the back row. Hoping nobody saw you come in. Because you plan to slip out quick. But God's word will find you and hit you right where you are. Yes. Makes you look around like, who is he talking to me? Yes. Because it judges your thoughts, the word, and your attitudes. Your disposition is on trial every time you open this up. Am I really justified to have the attitude that I have, really, based on what the word says? Can I really justify my behavior by what the word says? Can I justify how I am talking by what the word says? Can I justify what I'm thinking by what the word says? It hits you right where you are. Don't fear it. Don't fear the exposure. It's designed to expose. Don't run from God's word. Yes, it hurts. But don't you fear it. He's not hurting you in your spirit to hurt. He's hurting you to heal. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Nothing. There is no secret that you have that's so deep that the word can't uncover. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. Everybody has to give an account. And he is opening us up and revealing where we are. So when we stand before him in the last day and give an account of where we are, we'll be able to do it in peace because he's already shown us where we are. There is no surprise. And he's given us opportunity to get it right. The psalmist gives a beautiful description of what it looks like to allow God's word to control your life through meditation. What does it look like when you have a relationship with the word so much so that it controls your living? It's just how you live. It's how you think. In Psalms 119, it's one of my favorite psalms. And I want us to walk through this, and I'm just going to pick out excerpts from it. But I want you to pay attention to how often the psalmist refers to his meditating on the word. Pick up on that, amen? Psalms 119, 12 through 16. Blessed Lord, teach me your rules. I have recited your laws and rejoiced in them more than in riches. Wait a minute. When the word becomes more important to you than money, when the word becomes more important to you than position, when the word is all you care about, not power, and you recite his laws and you find joy in what he says, more than in making money. Somebody ought to say amen. He says, I will meditate upon them and give them my full respect. Do you give God's word full respect? Whatever he says to you? Or do you blow it off because you're not willing to bring your thinking into submission to his will? I meditate upon them and give them my full respect. I will delight in them and not forget them. Meditation. You know, I was supposed to go to before I started this, I was supposed to go to chapter 1
And I just need to hit that real quick. Just hit that real quick. I've taught it, and I'm not going to re-preach it. But Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Meditate. Meditate. Psalms 119, 21 through 23. Your rebuke, you rebuke the proud. That's what the word does. See, whenever you get to thinking that you are, all you need to do is read the word, and it'll bring you back down where you're supposed to be. It rebukes the proud, the cursed, who stray from your commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Listen. You have a right to ask God to protect you from folk that are doing you wrong when you know you're doing his will, when you know you're following his word, when you know you're being obedient. You can ask him, keep my enemies at bay. No weapon that's forged against me is going to prosper because I know I serve him. Princes also sit and speak against me. People in authority can talk against me, but your servant meditates on your statutes. That's what keeps me going. I know it's hard. People are oppressive. Life is not fair. Christianity is not fair. But because of the word, I'm able to stand because I'm meditating on your word. Psalms 119:46. I'll speak of your testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed. I don't mind telling folk the reason why the faith that I have is in me. My conviction when I have opportunity to tell somebody why I'm willing to do the way I do. Why I'm willing to let it go. Why I'm willing to move on. Because I want to speak before the world and I won't be ashamed to say it. And I'll delight myself in your commandments, which I love. I love it. When are you going to learn how to love his word? When are you going to learn how to love every part of his word? Not the part that makes you feel good about where you are, but especially the part that convicts you because you know you need to grow. My hands also I will lift up to your commandments, which I love, and I'll meditate on your statutes. You think meditation is important to him? Every aspect of his life is about meditation. Psalms 119:77. Let your tender mercy come to me that I may live. I'm calling on you to be merciful unto me. Give me a healthy life, for your law is my delight. You can ask God to bless you in your daily affairs because you learn how to love his laws, his mercies. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I'm going to dwell and I'm going to keep your statutes.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Let the proud be ashamed, for they treated me wrongfully with falsehood. You ever been lied on? Anybody ever misrepresented you? Well, what do? You don't talk about them. You go to the Word and let God's mercy cover you. But I will meditate on your precepts. Psalms 119, 147. I rise before the dawning of the morning. Wait a minute. I start my day thinking about you. I start off my day thinking about you. Before the dawning of the morning, and I cry for help. I hope. Wait a minute. Hope. I have healthy expectation in my day because of your word, not because of my circumstances. I have healthy expectation of what God is going to do for me today. Why? Because I start the day thinking about him. Before I think about what I'm going to do, before I think about what's pressuring me in my life, I think about him. Meditate on his word. Cry out for help, Lord. And I have hope. I have hope. And see, when you don't have a connection with the word, you lose your hope. That's why you talk so negatively about your life. Because you have lost hope. That's why every time you talk to somebody, it's woe is them. Because they have lost hope. When you can't find hope without knowing his word. I hope in your word. My eyes are awake through the night watches. Wait a minute. I'm early thinking about you. And in the middle of the night, I'm thinking about you in the night watches. Anybody ever been up late at night and only the word of God comfort you? Anybody ever been up and you needed assurance and the word spoke to you? See, early morning, late at night, that I may meditate on your word. You see, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, get that other stuff out of your mind and think on these things. Thinking about what you're thinking about is meditation. We haven't learned how to meditate. You have to learn. You gotta start practicing, focusing on the Word. He, the Word, God, is living through it. It gets with your spirit and communes. And in that communion, He helps you to be able to endure whatever is going on in your life. Because it's the Word. I would have lost my mind were it not for the Word. So many of the psalmists, Asaph, my foot had well nigh slipped. Because I was envious of the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. But when I went to the sanctuary of the house of the Lord, then understood I therein. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got to have the Word. You got to think about what you're thinking about through meditation. And if you're here this morning and the Word has found you like He does, the day you hear His voice in your spirit, harden not your heart. Don't act like He wasn't speaking to you. God bless you for coming. Don't act like it ain't about where you are, because He knows where you are. He's uncovered you where you are. He brought to your memory the exact thing you needed to think about in relation to where you are. He does it all the time. Most times we push Him aside. But if you're here this morning and you want to start a new relationship with Him, you want it to be a real relationship. Not like the facade that we play sometimes, that I'm blessed and highly favored. You want to really be blessed. It starts with being honest about where you are. How you going to be blessed and favored by God, and He's showing you things in your life that you're not willing to own up to? This is your time. This is the day where you start a relationship brand new. God bless you for coming. This is where you start pulling it together. You may not know how you're going to do it, but you know with His help you can. But you're going to start the journey today. Is there anybody here that wants to start the journey today? Is there anybody here that's ready to be real with God? I mean, really real with Him today. And those of you who are members of the body of Christ and you've been on this journey a while, you've been washed by the blood, but you have been negligent in your thinking. It's time to come forth. It's time to acknowledge. It's time to be truthful and allow the One who has helped so many others get through the vicissitudes of life to help you deal with your circumstance. It starts with acknowledgement. Those of you who are not members of the body of Christ and this word is hitting you and you're wondering, what do you need to do? You need to obey from your heart the form of the doctrine that we're giving you. And how do you do that? By believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Be willing to repent of your sins. Confess Him as Lord. Surrender to baptism for the remission of your sins, and you'll be added to the body called the church. And that starts where He gives you the Spirit. He gives you the Spirit. He gives you His Spirit. And with that help, you can start learning how to get your heart right, get your thinking right. You can't do it on your own. You need His help. Is there anybody who wants to start new today? Anybody wants to start a relationship with the Lord today? Anybody wants to get it right today? Whoever you are, wherever you are, we ask you to come right now while we're together, stand and sing. Won't you come right now?
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And what can make.
God bless you, won't you come?
Whole again.
Oh, nothing
but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that.
God bless you for coming. Won't you come?
Why has no other found? I know nothing but.
Oh, this is your time. Won't you come?
Jesus, and for my pardon, this I see,
nothing but the blood of
Jesus, and for my cleansing, this my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus, and oh, precious is the blood that.
Is that another one to come?
Me, white
as snow.
But the blood of Jesus, and nothing can.
Waiting on you, we're waiting on you.